A Seattle firm has a proposal for I-5 that may be unlike anything you've heard before. The idea is to allow only driverless cars on the 150-mile stretch of highway between Vancouver and Seattle. The plan will be presented at a technology conference in Vancouver, B.C. today. Governor Jay Inslee and Seattle Mayor Ed Murray are expected to be there. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The startling proposal comes from a venture capital firm that invests in high-tech startups. Tom Ahlberg is with the Madrona Venture Group.
You know, our proposal is not to ban humans at this point.
Well, that's reassuring. At first, the robot cars would just get to share the HOV lanes on I-5. Then the driverless cars would get their own lanes. Then they'd get all the lanes, except for nights and weekends, when the humans could retake their former territory behind the wheel.
So it'd be phased in a little bit starting now, but phased in over the next 10, 15 years.
Companies from Ford to Google are rushing to develop robot cars or autonomous vehicles. Supposedly, the car's advanced sensors will soon be able to reduce accidents and traffic by driving better than humans can. That said, at least one person died this summer when letting their Tesla car do the driving. Ahlberg says the I-5 proposal is not for the timid, but a driverless I-5 would boost business and tourism between the two high-tech cities. And he says it's coming.
I do think that driverless cars and buses and trucks is inevitable.
Resistance may be futile in the eyes of technology promoters, but critics don't buy it. A University of Washington study this year said driverless cars could mean more traffic and more pollution as people choose to be riders in their own cars instead of in energy-efficient vehicles like buses or trains. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.